Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord Jesus. This last day of this consecration this month, we're here in the presence of the Lord. And we know, Lord, that you have a word for your people. The Bible says a word fitly spoken is like apples of gold in pictures of silver. And Lord, we know today, Lord, there's going to be a lifting up. There's going to be deliverance. Because you said, it shall come to pass that everyone that calls upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered. But again, you said, because in Mount Zion shall be deliverance. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. Put your hands together for the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Now, I want you to be expecting something, because at the end of this, I'm going to be praying for the sick and for deliverance and so forth like that. We're going to do that. You know, so I'm going to preach a short message to let you know what the Lord wants to do for you today. So you'll be expecting a miracle. Amen? Amen? Now, not just the sick, the afflicted, whatever the situation is today. Because when you hear this message, you're going to shout for joy. Amen? Amen. Now, my message this morning, breaking every yoke. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So there's every yoke that we need to break in here this morning. And I saw the Lord about this and so forth. And every time we do this consecration, you know, I take a little extra time, you know, beyond the normal. And then I just pray and ask the people and ask the Lord for the people. And I, you know, and last night I just prayed for everyone. Praise God. And God said he's going to break the yoke. He said, but let the people praise me first. Amen. Amen. Now I'm going to start here in Isaiah chapter 58 and verse 6. Now, during a fasting like this, the Lord said, is not this the past that I have chosen? To loose the bands of wickedness and to undo the heavy burdens and to let the oppressed go free and that ye break every yoke? That's Isaiah 58 and verse 6. This is what we do during this time of consecrated fasting. Is to break every yoke. Is to loose the bands of wickedness. To undo the heavy burdens that the enemy has put upon you. Amen? Praise God. And we are fixing to do that here this morning by the Spirit of the Lord. Let me tell you how it is going to be done. Here's how it's going to be done. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. Isaiah 61. Because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted. If there's anybody here whose heart is broken, or you're in depression, or you're sad, or burdened, or laden with grief, or the Lord says, the Spirit of the Lord is here this morning to bind that up. To proclaim liberty for the captives, the opening of the prison to them that are bound. Amen. Jesus is going to bust you out of spiritual prison. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. The power of the Holy Ghost can do that. Amen. The enemy is not going to hold you bound after today's service. To proclaim, you know, he said to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion. That's verse 3. To give unto them beauty for ashes. Oh, yes. Have you been mourning? Have you been laden with sadness and grief? Well, the Lord's going to turn all of that around. The oil of joy. For mourning and the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that you might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord. And he does all that so that he might be glorified. Can you say praise the name of the Lord? Praise ye the name of the Lord. And in Isaiah chapter 10 and verse 27, we are told that it is the anointing that breaks the yoke. Amen? Amen? And it shall come to pass in that day, that is today, that his burden, that's the burden of the Assyrian, shall be taken away from off thy shoulder. Amen. Can you say amen to that? Amen. And his yoke shall be broken from off thy neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing of the Lord that is present in the house today. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. You say the yoke shall be destroyed? Absolutely. I'm just going to read these few verses, then I'm going to explain to you what the yoke is, and then we are going to go into the prayer of deliverance that is going to set you absolutely free. Amen. Isaiah chapter 14, and I'm going to start at verse 24. Isaiah 14 and 24. This is what the Lord is going to do this service. And he gave it to me and said, read it tomorrow. The Lord of hosts has sworn, saying, surely as I have thought, so shall it come to pass. And as I have proposed, so shall it stand. That I will break the Assyrian in my land. Oh yeah, that's the symbol of a tyrant, like that devil, you know, and the hold that he has over God's people. I will break him in my land and upon my mountain. Oh my, the mountains of the dwelling, the mountain of the house of the Lord, that is Mount Zion. That's right here. Praise God. That's right. Oh yes. He says, upon thy mountains will I break him, and I will tread him underfoot. Then shall his yoke depart from off of you, and his burden shall be taken off your shoulders. That's what the Lord is going to do today. This is the purpose that is proposed upon the whole earth. And this is the hand that is stretched out upon the nations, and in particular upon God's people here this morning. For the Lord of hosts has purposed it. Hallelujah. And who is strong enough to disannul what the Lord has purposed? And his hand is stretched out. And who is the mighty that can turn it back? Hallelujah. So the purpose of the Lord here this morning is to break the Assyrian. Tread him down and loose the yoke from off your shoulder. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. And he says in Psalms 89 and verse 22, he says, the enemy shall not exact upon you. Not anymore. Amen? Alright, I hear about one third of the church saying amen. I said, the enemy shall not exact upon you. That's right. And the son of wickedness shall not afflict you. In Jesus' mighty name. Now, let me describe to you what a yoke is. A yoke is like a crossbar that they made in those days. You know, they put it together and they put it around the necks of the animals of burden, like the oxen and the cow that plow the fields and so forth. So they put it around their necks and, you know, bind the two animals together, so to keep them together as they plow the field. And they can't go this way or go that way. The yoke just keeps them in place. You know, so that's the yoke. You know, that's literally what it is. But let's see what spiritually it represents. And I'm going to show you from the scriptures the yokes and the different symbolisms and different things that the yoke represents, so that you can begin to build your faith when we go into prayers in just a little bit, to see all of the areas that God's going to bring deliverance. Amen. Amen. The first thing is, we see that the yoke is a symbol of slavery. Amen. You say slavery? Absolutely. Well, let's read Leviticus chapter 26 and verse 13. Leviticus 26 and verse 13. He says, I am the Lord your God, which brought you forth out of the land of Egypt, that ye should not be bondmen, shouldn't be their bondmen anymore. And I have broken the bands of what?
Your
yoke. I have broken the bands of your yoke and made you to go upright. Hallelujah. You know, the yoke just burdened them down. They were bent over. See, from all the burdens and all the afflictions and so forth. And it was a yoke of slavery. And they were bent over. They couldn't stand up straight. They couldn't lift up their heads. They were bowed down under the grief and the pain and the punishment of slavery. You know, so we see that, you know, the yoke is a symbol of slavery. Also in 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse 1. First Timothy chapter 6 and verse 1. It says, let as many servants as are under the yoke. So you see that being under the yoke, my goodness, you know, that's a thing of slavery. It's a thing also of servitude. So let's look at the places where it also shows us that it's a symbol of servitude. This one we just read. Also Jeremiah chapter 27. I'm just going to give you these few scriptures to lay a background before we pray. God is showing us in all of these scriptures, you know, all the various things that the yoke represents. So we've seen it represents a symbol of slavery. It also represents a symbol of servitude. Jeremiah 27, and I'm going to read from verse 8. Jeremiah 27, let me read from verse 8. Here's what the Lord says. He says, and it shall come to pass that that nation and kingdom which shall not serve the same Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, and that will not put their neck under the yoke of the king of Babylon, that nation will I punish, saith the Lord, and so forth like that. So you see that the Lord is telling them something here, you know, showing us the yoke. See, the yoke is a symbol of servitude. Right. See, put a yoke on them so that they will be under the king of Babylon. Because that was the way the Lord was punishing the children of Israel for all their rebellion and idolatry against the Lord, you know, for all the sins that they committed. So we see from these scriptures that the yoke is a symbol of servitude. Now let me read also to you in Jeremiah 28 and verse 14. He said, for thus saith the Lord of hosts, I have put a yoke of iron upon the neck of all these nations, that they may serve Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon. So you see that yoke is also a symbol. We're showing you here the symbols, various things that the yoke is a symbol of servitude and so forth. Now, in Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 4, we will see here that the yoke is also a symbol of oppression. Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 4. For thou hast broken the yoke of his burden, and the staff of his shoulder, and the rod of his oppression. So you see how the yoke is connected with oppression here in Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 4. The yoke is also a symbol of sin and darkness. In the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 14, we are told that we should not, you know, be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. He said, for what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? So we see here that the yoke is a symbol, you know, you can be yoked with sin. And you can be yoked with darkness. So all of these things are the things that the Lord is going to break today. Amen? Can I get an amen from the church? Now it is also a symbol of bondage. Now all these things we have talked about, they are all bondage, you know, but you know, you can read that in Galatians chapter 5 and verse 1. Galatians chapter 5 and verse 1. It says, stand fast therefore in the liberty wherewith Christ has made you free. And be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. So we see that, you know, all of that can be, you know, we've seen that the yoke can be, it's a symbol of slavery, it's a symbol of servitude, you know. And Jesus said to them, look, whosoever, you know, commits sin is a servant of sin. Amen, somebody?
Amen.
I didn't get a lot of amen from that. Amen. Whosoever commits sin is the servant of sin. In fact, you say, did Jesus say absolutely? Because Jesus told them in John chapter 8, and we are fixing to go into the deliverance part of this message right now. In John chapter 8 and verses 32 and 36, Jesus tells them, he said, look, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Amen? So, I like to say it here this morning. I like to say it like this. And I'll say it like this. Look, it is the truth that you know that can set you free. The truth by itself doesn't set anybody free. But when you know the truth in here this morning, that you should not be under the yoke of the Assyrian, that you shouldn't be under the yoke of slavery, you shouldn't be under the yoke of sin or darkness or sickness or disease or affliction, then the power of God can set you free. Amen. Now, these people answered back and told the Lord Jesus, say, look, I don't know, we don't know what you're talking about. Free. Free. We are not slaves anymore, they thought. You know, they said, well, we are children of Abraham and all these things. They began to tell the Lord. And the Lord said, well, you know, in so many words, you were not only slaves when you were in Egypt, you are even more slaves now. Because whosoever commits sin is a servant of sin. Amen, somebody. And the Lord said to them, he said, but when the Son of God shall set you free, then you will be free indeed. Let's put our hands together for Jesus for that. Hallelujah. Oh my. I don't know, people. You may not know how powerful that verse is. But when the Son, you see, Jesus doesn't do any half job, you know. He doesn't do that. You know, if you haven't been set free by Jesus, you know, then you are not free. But when Jesus sets you free, you are free indeed. The enemy from that point on can no longer exact upon you. Of course, there's always a condition. Jesus always says, go and sin no more, lest a more terrible thing should come upon thee. But as long as you are walking in the light as he is in the light, oh yes, then the enemy can no longer afflict you. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. Now, I want to say to you today that the Lord said that he is going to break the Assyrian in his land. And he's going to tread him down upon the mountain of the dwelling place of the Lord, which is among the children of God. And he said, I will take his yoke off of your shoulder. Now, some of you are burdened, of course, with sin. You know, sin is the thing that opens the door for all these other yokes to be put on us. Darkness. See, anybody that walks in sin walks in darkness. And darkness is an entry point for the devil. Because he loves to walk in darkness. Because he's the prince of darkness. How many of you know that? How many of you know the devil is the prince of darkness? That's right. But in the Father, the Bible says the Father is, God is called the Father of lights. And in him is no darkness at all. There's no darkness at all in him. You know, so if you are in him, you cannot walk in darkness. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. Now, so if you are burdened with sin or darkness, or you are unequally yoked with unbelievers, you know, having fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness and so forth like that, you know, the Bible says, come out from among them and be ye separate, and I will be your God, and ye shall be my children, saith the Lord. Touch not the unclean thing. Get away from it all. That's what the Bible says. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. Now, but there is also the affliction of sickness. There is the affliction of disease. There is the affliction of all kinds of evil. All things negative. Amen? All things negative. Adversities of every kind that the enemy brings. Buffetings and all kinds of things. Well, you know, the reason that the enemy has the opportunity or has had the opportunity to do all of these things and, you know, have like a free hand, you know, is because there is darkness. There's places of darkness for him to walk in. You know, by the time that we become completely light, the enemy cannot do anything to you. Amen? Because in God there is no darkness at all. And that's the place that we are going. He is changing us from glory to glory. And he is removing all of the darkness in us, because sin is darkness, until we become, you know, points of light. And we become radiant light just like the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus! You know, in Matthew chapter 17, the Lord, he took a few of the disciples to Mount Transfiguration. And he showed them what they will become. Amen? He was transfigured before them. and they saw the brilliant light. He said, what do we become? Yes, because the Bible says, as he is in this world, so are we. So that's what we will become. He's taking us to the place of life wherein there is no darkness at all. And Jesus said, I am the light of this world. And he turned around and said, ye are also the light of this world. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. But make sure that your eye is full of light. Jesus said, because he said, look, if there is darkness in your eye, then your whole body will be dark. Amen? And he said, great will be the darkness thereof. You know, but if there is light in your eye, my goodness, then you can be the light of the world. Now, sickness, affliction, disease, you know, I mean, you're going about your business, I mean, you're minding your business and so forth, then the next thing you know, the devil, he cheap shots you with something. He blindsides you with some affliction, some tragedy, some this, some whatever, or even some sickness or some disease. Well, here's what the Lord said. All of those things are yokes. See, and we don't need, the Bible categorically tells us, ye are bought with a price. Do not be the servants of men, let alone be the servant of the devil. Don't let him put his yoke upon you, because you have been set free by the Son of God. Hallelujah, somebody. You say, I've been set free, then how come, you know, I have this yoke? Well, because there's still darkness, and there is still sin, you know, and so forth like that. You know, not only in the individual, but just in the world in general. You know, the world still has darkness and still has sin, so there's still a place for the enemy to roam about. You know, one time, the sons of God gathered before the Lord, and Lucifer himself, he showed up among them, and the Lord said, you know, what are you doing here, and where are you coming from? He said, well, you know, I'm coming from walking up and down the earth. You know, I've been going all over the place and so on. You know, of course, the Bible tells us in 1 Peter 5 and 8, your adversary, the devil, is going about looking for whom he might devour. So he's always looking for where there is just enough darkness that he can get in there. Amen?
Amen?
Amen? Amen. He can't devour everybody. If he could devour everybody, he wouldn't be looking. He would just be devouring. But he can't devour everybody. So he's got to look for the place where there's just enough darkness. Just enough for him to get in there and put a yoke upon you. So you got to shed the darkness. You got to walk in the light. You got to serve the Lord your God with all of your heart and all of your mind. Hallelujah, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Exodus 15 and 26. If you turn with me real quickly. And in a few minutes, we're going to pray. And I want you to put your mind on the Lord for what he's going to set you free from today. It doesn't matter what you've been through. It doesn't matter what you are going through right now. And it doesn't matter how you got there or what the enemy did to you or is doing. Here's what the Lord said in Exodus 15 and 26. If thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and if thou wilt do that which is right in his sight, and if you will give ear to his commandments and keep all his statutes, then you might say it like this, then I will break off the yoke of the Assyrian from off your necks.
Yeah.
Hallelujah! Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. Now the power of the Lord here is present to heal. The Bible says in Acts chapter 10 and 38, how God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. And he went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, because God was with him. You know, healing the oppression of everywhere he went, he was doing good. Hallelujah. Everywhere he went, he was doing good. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. And he said, you know, he said, as my Father has sent me, even so send I you. Hallelujah. Oh, that means we have the power of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, somebody. We have the power of the Holy Ghost. Just like Jesus did. Oh, that's right. In John chapter 17 and 18, he says, praying for the church. He said to the Father, he said, as thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I sent them into the world. The same way that God anointed Jesus with the Holy Ghost and power to go about and set people free from the yoke of the devil, the same way the Spirit of the Lord is upon us here today to bring deliverance to the captives. Let's stand to our feet here this morning. Now, a short message to explain the yoke that the enemy puts upon God's people from time to time. Now, we've mentioned all kinds of yokes this morning, and anything that is negative, that is darkness, anything that does not bring joy and peace and tranquility, anything that brings sickness, disease, failure, disappointment, evil, and all these other negative things, all of those are the yokes of the devil. And he would like to keep you in the yoke. But we are told in Isaiah 52 and verse 2 that you must shake yourselves from the dust. Amen?
Amen.
You must loose yourself from the yoke that is around your neck. Well, sometimes maybe some people can't exactly do it. They need help. You know, if you are tangled down, you know, if somebody's got your arms tied behind your back, unless you are Houdini or something, you may not be able to get out of it, you know. But, you know, sometimes you need help. Amen?
Amen.
You know, so when the enemy's got a yoke around your neck, you can't turn this way, you can't turn this way. Everything you do, you know, turns out to be chaotic instead of a blissful blessing from the Lord. There's chaos. There's some of you that your lives actually attract chaos. You know, everywhere you go, things just don't work out right. Well, I'll tell you something. I'll tell you somebody that specializes, you know, in bringing calmness out of chaos. His name is the Holy Ghost. And the book of Genesis chapter 1, we are told that there was chaos. And the earth was black and void. And there was no purpose, it seemed like. And the Spirit of God moved upon the waters. Oh yes. He knows there's nobody like the Spirit of God that knows how to bring calmness out of chaos. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. If your life is chaotic here this morning, you know, everything you do just, you know, you get this close, and you miss it every time. You know, well, that's a yoke. Amen?
Yeah.
How many of you know that's a yoke?
Yeah.
And we are going to break that this morning. So I want everybody that wants deliverance here this morning, I want the ministers of God to come out and help me. Pastor Francis is here. Come on up and help me. Pastor Julius, you come on up. And let's, and those of you that want deliverance from every yoke that is here, that is in your life, and if you are here this morning and you want that kind of deliverance, it doesn't matter what it is. It could be a yoke that the enemy keeps you from, you know, from having success in your life. It could be a sickness. It could be a disease. It could be an infection. It could be whatever, you know. And if you want prayer for anything else, I want you in this prayer line here this morning. Because we're going to take time. That's why I preached a short message. So we'll have time to pray for everybody. This is consecration week. And the Lord said during that time, you should break every yoke. So we are going to break every yoke in here this morning. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. Praise the name of the Lord. I want Pastor Peter, Pastor Emmanuel, come on up here. There's a lot of people. Let's help all these people. And if any of the pastors need the anointing oil, we have some here. You know, let's pray and break every yoke in here this morning. Come on, everybody that is in here that needs prayer, come to these men of God. And I'm going to recommend that let's form some lines in these aisles so that we can get to everybody quickly. You see all the aisles? There's three aisles here. Form a line here and another line here and another line there. Please, if you will, so the ministers can get to you. And let's get to all of the people. And we're going to break every yoke in here this morning. To the glory of God. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. It shall come to pass, the Bible says, that in that day I will break the Assyrian in my land, and I will tread him down upon my mountains. Hallelujah. And I will lift up his yoke that is upon your shoulder. I'm going to break it, the Lord said. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Those of you who are waiting in the prayer line, I want you to lift up your hands and begin to call upon the name of the Lord. The Bible says, call upon the name of the Lord. 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 I want everybody in the prayer line to say, Jesus. Say it again, Jesus. The Bible says, it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered. Hallelujah. Let the Lord set the people of God free in here this morning. Praise the name of Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.